This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Honored to have you, because every time I'm around you, something super cool happens. And today it's going to be in the form of readings.
Yay!
Of some sort. Before we jump into any of that, let's talk a little bit about you. How did you step into working intuitively, shamanically?
Well, for me, it's been an evolving process. Since I was a little girl, I was connected to, I would say, my soul awareness and a fully conscious of having been a soul, having had lifetimes before I was in this body, and knowing things that were just not explained in the ordinary world. As I grew, I feel like my intuitive awareness became expanded. And so I heard spirit, then eventually I would see angels and see spirits. And nobody around me was talking about that.
Right.
So I didn't grow up in a world where that was encouraged or welcomed, and it was really more of a private experience. I also am a very prayerful person, and having made a decision in my 20s to turn my life and will over to God, as I understand that great, exquisite higher power to be, that was something that I practice every single day, still do. And in that journey, my intuition just began to explode.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I started having these prophetic dreams where I would have Native Americans come to me and call me a shaman.
Ah.
And it chokes me up. It humbles me. I mean, I never felt worthy of it. I didn't understand it. I felt like, how is that even possible? And what does it mean? And I didn't really have people around me that were able to help me understand it. So it just sort of sat there, but it never went away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had some pretty profound experiences, some of which you're aware of, and I won't necessarily repeat them all, but here, but one in particular where one day an angel touched my forehead and I literally saw what looked like the ceiling in my basement open up, an angel stepped through it and actually reached down and touched my forehead. And then I became fully aware of a young boy in spirit that needed to make a connection with his mother. That story blew my mind and unfolded in an uncanny way. I didn't know the boy. I didn't know the woman, but I was guided on how to make the connection and eventually found the woman, or she found me, through a series of phone calls that my guides encouraged me to make. And that blew open the door mm-hmm. to what others call mediumship. I use the title so that people know how to find me. I'm still trying. I wear the title very loosely, like shaman or medium. To me, they're like loose clothing just so that somebody can identify me in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But it really speaks more to how I work, how I try to show up. And for me, they have to go hand in hand, because I am somebody that walks between two worlds,
mm-hmm.
Experiencing spirit directly. But for me, it's all about serving others, serving community, living my life with the greatest reverence for all life, and understanding that life continues mm-hmm. and it continues beyond the body, and that it has something to teach us if we're only willing to listen and handle it with respect and an ethical, grounded nature.
Well, and I love that you incorporate that into your teachings,
yes,
into your intuitive empowerment and your heart,
yes,
inspired heart workshops. You incorporate showing up with integrity and ethically and commitment, reverence. That's one of the key pieces that keeps me drawn to your work over and over again. Not to mention the healing that I witnessed take place in every audience reading, every group reading, that when you bring forth those messages, there's healing for everyone that witnesses it.
So this is the thing that what you're describing, in my humble opinion, is the core of intuitive living, to live in integrity. What does that mean, right? And with what are we aligning? And so to live an intuitive life is an invitation to align with our soul or heart, that pure truth that resides within our being. And everybody has access to that, right? So we don't need somebody else to discover. In fact, we can't have somebody else discover it for us. We have to surrender the mind's idea of what we think is truth, which is really, really a myriad of beliefs, and go beyond the world, the realm of belief, and step into the realm of knowing. And that knowing is existing in our soul. And to me, that is the foundation of intuition. And that's why it's so important in this day and age to awaken to our intuition. It's not an airy-fairy, psychic, I see colors kind of thing where the culture can try to minimize it. It's an essential guiding force that can help us live our best life, discover how to be healthy, how to serve others, and actually turn this world back into a peaceful, compassionate, balanced place.
I love that. That's beautiful. And I tell people all the time that I'll hear them say, oh, I'm not intuitive. You know, 25 years ago, I think the first book I read was something about enhancing your psychic or your intuitive skills. I think her name was Lori Wood or Lori Day. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Laura Day.
Laura Day, yeah. And, you know, I remember when I picked up the book and it dawned on me that how I had been living my life was a battle between my intuition and my ego.
Right.
But some of the things that I've heard and say to my kids is, of course you are, you intuitive. Remember, you get that feeling in the pit of your stomach?
Sure.
And that's, I think, what the average person would relate to.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
Yes. Some people feel it in the pit of their stomach. Some people have it as a knowing. Some people have dreams. Some people get feelings on their skin. You know, I've been known to say that I get the chills. You know, it's funny because I say it so often, because that's one of the ways that intuition communicates with me, by giving me goose flesh, or some people call it God flesh. And so, yes, we get it a myriad of ways, and we're not trained that we actually, that we're multisensory. We're not just five sensory people. All of us are multisensory beings, and that includes the intuitive knowing. And it's not weird. It's not woo-woo. It's not dark. It's actually light and loving and kind and there for our protection and to guide us into our best life.
And for you now, you have taken it, I like to say, beyond, right? Because you use your gifts and your talents and your, I mean, you've done a lot of work as well to perfect your craft.
Still do.
Yeah.
I work on it every day.
Yeah, I know this. And I know that you still connect with teachers. So you show up as an intuitive medium.
Yes.
And I have a few questions from some email contacts, and I also, the founder of Empower is going to pop in here in a second, so maybe you can give him a little reading.
Oh, fabulous.
And Remy, we're going to have our own little private audience reading, listeners, for everybody to tune into.
Awesome.
So, but you show up as a medium, and each time, again, that I hear these messages from Spirit, it's a healing.
Yeah.
It is absolutely beautiful.
Well, I'm grateful to hear that, because that is the intention that I hold. I'm not somebody, there are evidence-based mediums. They're here to get names and dates and all those facts, and those are important. They're actually very important because they help us understand and relate to the information that's coming through and validate the truth of what a medium is revealing. But my intention before I connect to any spirit is always to turn over my ego and to serve the highest good for the person, the client, or whomever's listening, the one who's the recipient, and all concerned. Mm. That is my prayer. That is the way that I work. So then I have to let go of whatever comes through and let it come.
Are you ready to let go?
Sure.
Okay, listeners, I'm chatting with Lori Lipton. You can find all of Lori's information on the Soulful Living page here at Empower Radio. And also in the studio with me right now is my Empower colleague, cohort, sister, Lisa Jesswine.
Hey, everyone.
And you can find Lisa on air, too, so make sure you go to the Empower Radio page and do a little search because she's got some awesome stuff. So Lori is going to give Lisa a little
reading.
Reading. Okay. I'm like, do I want to call this a reading?
Yeah, people always ask me that. And when I say, is it a reading? They're like, no, I'm not here to see a psychic because I'm not a psychic.
Right.
I use my psychic abilities, but I'm definitely not a psychic. So
you saw me looking up. I'm like, what do I call this?
I call it a reading. It's like I call it mediumship because it's what people understand. So, and it's interesting because I have here, hi, Lisa.
Hello.
It's so great to see you. You're so beautiful. Oh, my gosh. I wish everybody that was listening could see her energy field because it glows like an angelic energy field with this royal blue, purple, and white hue all around you. So it's sort of this stunning light. I just need to tell you, this is not normally what would come through, but what's coming through first and foremost is that you are an angelic soul and that you came here as a guiding teaching force to bring through messages of healing from the angelic realm specifically. So I don't know if you do angel readings per se, but the thing that I see about you is that you have a direct channel through what's called the green ray. And the way that your guides are showing it to me right now is almost like applause, applause, applause. I feel like when I am tuning in, you have a grandmother here, but it's really your guides that are talking to me. But your grandmother just said to say, but don't ignore me. I'm right here too. This is a maternal grandmother that's telling me that you're like one of her favorites. Mm-hmm. Do you have a twin?
I do.
Okay. So she's acknowledging that you and your sister are deeply connected, but are walking very different paths. And the way that she puts it is that that's by design, even though it's so that you don't feel alone. It's because your work has been very solo in this life and that you picked it. It's by design. So it's uncomfortable in the human mind, but on a higher level, you're walking a noble path. And the way that your guides are telling me to tell you is not to get caught up too much in the mind that tells you, you know, you're alone and you're doing this and this isn't an easy path. There's been some physical challenges, emotional, mental challenges that kind of go with this path. But it's actually, what it does is it pulls you into the heart of compassion so then you can then offer, guide, and help others to tune into theirs and then grow. This is what you came to do, and you're getting a huge nod from Spirit that wants to congratulate you and thank you for doing this.
Brilliant.
So I hope that connects and relates.
I did, and hi to my grandma.
Yeah, she's like totally loving you, and like she was like that, just like that. That's what she said. So because it was really like your angels and guides that use me to speak through, you know, to you today.
It's wonderful information of some stuff that's been going on in my life. So I want to thank you very much for that.
My honor and privilege. Thanks, Lisa, for showing up.
Thank you. Thank you. That was amazing.
Wow. That was not at all what I expect. See, this is the thing about being a medium in this way is that I really do turn it over. Mm-hmm. So a typical medium is looking for the loved ones. And I saw her loved one, but it was very clear to me that I was supposed to connect in with the message that's coming in. That's what it means to turn it over and let go of the outcome.
Well, she was beaming. She was literally beaming as you were reading it, so I could tell that she was really connecting to the message that you delivered. Before we step into offering our founder on, I have a quick question from somebody that emailed in. Are you comfortable with that?
Absolutely.
Okay, her name is Heather C. from St. Clair Shores.
Hi, Heather.
She was born, do you want her birth date?
I don't need it.
Okay, well, she just wants a message from somebody in spirit.
Okay, hold on.
And she's tuning in, so no pressure.
Okay, I'm sorry that it's taking me a second here. So Heather has quite a few people in spirit. Again, I keep seeing a female on the maternal side that's connected to her, but I also keep getting a male standing behind me that's telling me to tell her. Oh my gosh, I keep hearing the word courage is essential for her to be able to make the changes that are calling for her at this time. There's been some resistance on her part to make changes in kind of like her health. I don't know if she's breaking through those or not. They're telling me she's starting to, and I keep getting that if she calls in her loved ones and then breathes into her abdomen, kind of filling the solar plexus with this, you know, bright yellow light, like letting it kind of glow and expand like a balloon, she'll feel like she's supported and able to make the steps that are really essential for her at this time. There's more I can say, but I just heard to keep it simple. So my guides just told me to keep it simple. I have to say that. I need to tell you, and I am sorry to just tell you this, Remy, your grandfather is here and very strongly, boldly, like, interrupting. He loves you, but he, and I pointed to Brent, but he wants me to say that he sees you, acknowledges you, that you are a man of integrity, and that you really are, he says that he's been following you throughout your life since you were a little boy. And I saw him when we were walking in the hall together. And one of the things that he wanted, I feel like this is your dad's dad. Yes. And the way that he's describing it is that you're very strong in your convictions. Like, you know who you are. And he says you keep living that, keep trusting that, because you're an extraordinary role model, not only as a father, but actually others pay attention to you. You have like this quiet leadership ability. So people do pay attention to you, and he is giving you a pat on the back. You're not only all right, you're like an exceptional young man and very, very proud of you. I don't know if you have a tattoo, but he keeps referring to you having like tattoos. And I don't think he's a huge fan of tattoos, but he understands yours. There's something meaningful behind the ones that you have or whichever. And he wants me to say that he respects that you have your own way. It's like there's a creative twist to the way you do things. And he says, I want you to know that I can see you and I'm really proud of the man that you are. So I needed to tell you that. You're so welcome.
I think we need to put Kleenex in the studio because I'm looking around in tears as well. There's paper towels. It's a little rough, but sometimes if you need it, then you use it. Right?
Okay.
That was amazing.
Oh my gosh. Oh, thank you.
And I could see Remy shaking his head up and down the whole time. So I'm sure there was some validation there.
Absolutely.
And yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, that was awesome. Thank you. So we also have in the studio with us today our founder of Empower Radio, Brent Carey, and Lori's going to tune in and do a mini reading for Brent as well. So welcome, fearless leader.
Thank you, Terry. It's fun to be back on your show.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful to have you here too, Brent. Oh my God, you're just so beautiful. Your light is just so peaceful, calming, and wise. Very grounded force. I have a grandmother that feels like it's a paternal grandmother to me. This would be your dad's mom. Does that make sense to you? And she's telling me that she has a hand in helping you, that she's somebody that she said she doesn't take charge of your destiny. Don't give her all that power. But she says to tell you that she's been trying to help you kind of find your place, is the way that I'm hearing it, that you've been sort of wondering where you fit and starting to feel like you know where you fit. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it's almost like a piece of a puzzle. She says the pieces of the puzzle are falling in place. And if you let go, her language is really interesting. I don't know if she liked board games or not, but she's using a puzzle as a metaphor. And I feel like it's relevant to her and how she lived her life. So she's showing me like you're the central piece of the puzzle. And if you stay true, firm, grounded in your own mission, chills, all the other pieces will fall into place. You aren't somebody that's going to have to dig and find them and do that. Although sometimes you think you do, she's saying they're actually all like magnetizing to you. And she loves watching that unfold and having a helping hand in that. She also wants me to tell you that you're far more powerful than you think you are, that you have made a huge impact on the world, and that you are fulfilling, oh my gosh, that's hilarious. She just used the word dharma, which I know she did not know while she was alive. So I get that very strongly. It's like, that is not grandma's language. But, and then she just gave me this big pot of vegetable soup. And telling me to tell you, are you vegetarian? Are you leaning?
Close.
Yes. She just said to lean into vegetarianism, that I feel like it's best for your vibration. I don't feel like you have to be at 100%. But the language that she's giving me is that you're clearest when your dominant diet is vegetable based. Does that make sense to you?
Sure, I'm close to it. So
okay, yeah. All right. So she's applauding it, okay, and supportive of it, though eating a piece of chicken every now and then is okay with her. So that's something that she's saying. It's not coming from a spiritual mm-hmm. place. It's coming from health, okay, like that for you. It's the healthiest place. Oh my gosh, she would chat all day. So I think she might have been a talker in life, because right now she's like so excited to be connecting with you.
Oh, it's so good to hear from her.
Yeah, she loves you. Loves you. Oh my gosh, you're so loved by spirit. I'm sorry, that is the completion of that message at the moment.
Thank you.
Well, that
thank
was
so
perfect
much,
time.
My privilege.
Pretty good, huh? Pretty
yeah,
amazing. Well, I'm going to tell a quick story because you brought up food. And the first audience reading that I participated in with you, you did the whole room. I happened to be eating a raw diet at the time. And on the way to your event, I passed by a fish place. And I'm like, oh my God, I want some smoked fish. But I used some F-bomb there, right? And you went around the room, you came to me not knowing that I wanted fish, and you said, your dad's here, oh my God, he loves you, and you were close, and da-da-da, and she said, he's got his hands on his hips, and he said, go ahead and eat the fish. So see? It's amazing. It's amazing what they know.
I'm fascinated by what they know and what they'll tell us that
right.
we don't think is that important to us.
Right.
But I have learned that if spirit says it, there's a bigger meaning to it, and that I need to tune into it. So eating vegetables might sound like something I could say to everybody. If you were a fly on the wall in my office, you would know I hardly ever say it. So it isn't a random message for you. And the fact that it's soup, she keeps saying, tell him soup, soup, soup. I think it's like an easy way for you to get it. Maybe make a vegetable soup and then bring it into work or bring it with you. It's going to keep you feeling like you have health. So that's like a big deal to her.
Or stop by my house on the way. And
that's right.
I'll be over at 7.
Okay. Yes, right.
All right. Well, Lori, we're
dinner
like,
at Terry's tonight.
Come on, everybody, come on. Just let me know how many so I know how much soup
right,
to make,
right?
Right. We are, we're out of time.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't it go by fast?
That went fits so fast.
Well, we're going to have a round two to talk about reincarnation, because
yes.
some people ask questions on that, and we don't really have time to even start it right now. So I want to thank you so much.
My privilege.
For joining us here, joining us on Halloween. Listeners, all of Lori's information will be available on the Soulful Living page here at Empower Radio. And what is something that listeners can take out into the day to enhance their intuition?
You are loved and supported by the angels and helping spirits in your life.
Wow. I have chills on that one.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Brett, Remy, and Lisa.